in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Acknowledge your presence. Our hearts are open. Enlighten us tonight. Pour upon us afresh the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the spirit of understanding. Grant us skill and understanding. Cause our faith to come alive for exploit, to wrought wonders. Kitu balaka pataya. Mandila fratu legida kapatai. Let there be an outbreak of light. Let our light break forth out of obscurity. Grant us sheliko bura palakatia. A feast of light. A feast of light. As I teach the word of faith, let the spirit of faith enter us tonight. Ezekiel said, the spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. As I speak the word of faith, let there be an impartation of the spirit of faith to carry us into our destiny. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Clap your hands, all you people. Come on, shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory. Listen, the Bible says, by faith, the wall of Jericho sank into the ground, it fell flat. After the children of Israel compassed it 7 days. That was an act of faith. You can see their actions of faith. For 6 days, God said, go round just once for 6 days. Then on the seventh day, go round 7 times. Don't see anything throughout. He said, but at the seventh time, he said, let the priest blast, give a long blast with the trumpet, and let the people shout at the top of their voice. He said, because God has given you the victory. Now listen, shouting is not just youthful exuberance. No, shouting is one of the ways we release our faith. It's an action of faith too. Shouting was the way they released their faith. Shouting was the ultimate action of faith. After they have gone around physically, God said, you want the walls to come down? He said, at the seventh time, after the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant give a long blast, he said, let the people shout. And the Bible says, God is gone up with a shout. Am I communicating? I want you to shout the shout of victory. Are you ready? Are you ready to release your faith in a prophetic shout of victory? Because this is our week of victory, overwhelming victory and celebration. It's a victory shout, it's a celebration shout, and good news is coming our way this week. I'm seeing good news, good news, good news, celebration, jubilation. It's a shout of victory, it's a shout of triumph. You are going to shout unto the
miracle, every Red Sea, every barrier on your path, every limitation, all of them, they scatter, they are shattered, they dissolve. Come and give the Lord a shout of praise.
Contest or battle, how do you know the winning side? The shouting and the celeb, even during election, how do you know the person that is winning? This is the way Satan we know and confirm. Everybody in the world will agree and confirm that you are a winner, that you are the victor, that you are the triumphant one. Come on, clap your hands for you people. Shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph. This is the cure for depression. This is the cure for discouragement. This is the cure for despair. This is the cure for whatever is making you feeling downcast, feeling down, feeling depressed, feeling discouraged because of challenges, because of problems. Just get up and start shouting your way. Shout your way out of every problem. Shout your way out of depression. Shout your way into celebration and victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might be seated in heavenly places. Economy of Faith Part 2. Hallelujah. Last week we started this very crucial, critical teaching series, and we looked at a couple of things. We looked at the fact that Christianity in its entirety is called defeat. Acts 6 verse 7. Christianity as a whole in its entirety is called defeat. That's to tell you how important faith is. You must understand faith, you must know how to put your faith to work, and then you must put it to work. And we said, faith, the life of faith is the lifestyle of the believer in Christ. Faith is not just a spare tire, it's our kingdom lifestyle. Am I communicating? Acts 6, 7, the word of God increased, the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to defeat. That means they joined Christianity. They became Christians. Am I communicating? So you can see that instead of Christianity there, they put defeat. So Christianity is called defeat. Praise God. We say the life of faith does not exempt you from the storms of life, the challenges of life, the problems of life, the troubles of life. They come to all. They are common to all. However, the life of faith gives you the victory or dominion over those challenges. Faith is a way to victory. 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Every problem that comes your way is a trial of your faith. So it is with your faith you weather the storms of life. And then we started looking at the characteristics of real Bible faith. We said, number one, faith is a spiritual force. Is a spiritual force rooted in the heart. Faith is a spiritual force based on the word of God, that comes from the word of God, is a spiritual force that comes from the word of God, is rooted in your heart, but released through your mouth. Am I communicating? Released through your words and your deeds of obedience. Your words and your deeds, what we call corresponding action. You see that in Mark 11:23, Romans 10:9-10. We say faith is not mental assent. Mental assent is trying to believe with your mind. You don't believe. The believing of faith is not with the mind, it's with the heart. With your, praise God. Faith is not a philosophical fact. Faith is not a psychological thing. It's a spiritual force. And we also saw that faith is always based on God's word. The rhema of God. The spoken word of God to you specifically. Okay? The living voice of God. Okay? We said faith is a potent creative force. Faith has the omnipotent power of God, divine potency. Hebrews 11:3, Genesis 1:1-3. Everything God can do, faith can do. The God kind of faith can do. Okay? Because faith is based on God's word, which cannot fail. Faith too cannot fail. Your faith is what creates your future. Your faith is what determines your future in the kingdom. What you truly believe is who you end up becoming. You become what you believe ultimately. We say faith confesses bold and loud. Faith speaks freely of what it truly believes. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10. Mark 11:23. Romans 4:17-21. Matthew 12:37. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Give me Matthew 12:37 in Amplified. We say speaking is the initial corresponding action of faith. There are other corresponding action, deeds of obedience, but speaking is the first one. Okay? See that in Hebrews 11:3. That was the principal way God released his faith to create the world and to recreate the world. Genesis 1:3. Matthew 21:18-21. Matthew 12:37. For by your words you will be justified and acquitted, by your words you will be condemned. 38. Okay, go back to 37. Matthew 12:37. He said, by your words you will be justified. By your words you will be acquitted. And by your words you will be condemned and sentenced. Even in the law courts, this is true. Am I lying? Is it not by people's words? Lawyers, they try to trick you. If you watch smart lawyers, when they cross-examine their client, they've been trained in so many areas. So all they are doing is to make you say something that is contradictory. Once they catch you there, they will pin you there. It will be very difficult to come out. And that is how they win their case. Especially when they don't have much evidence, or they don't have evidence at all. All they need to do is to make you say contradictory things. They will shake you here, shake you here, shake it. Say, I put it to you, sir, that they will bring some document. On so so day you said this. Am I right or wrong? It's your words, though. Even in the media, is it not people's words they use? You say you want to come out for so so position as president, senator, this, that. They will start digging your file. In 2003, this person said this. Then they will bring it out. Then they will bring out evidence. It's even on the newspaper. They will bring the video. You said you don't believe in one Nigeria, and now you want to be president. They will use it against you. By your words, So be careful how you talk. Am I communicating? Be careful. Before you say anything, think about what you are thinking about before saying it. Praise God. Words matter. Somebody say words are cheap. You are joking. War, you know war, including world war, it starts with words. Is it not words? It's usually exchange of words that begin every war that people fight in the physical world. It begins with words. This person said something that angered this person. They tried to negotiate. The thing did not work. They didn't reach any agreement. Then they go to war. Is that not how nations go to war? It begins with words. Wars. W-A-R-S. Wars starts with words. Peace treaty too start with. It is still words that they used to, when they are tired of fighting or they don't want to fight, they will now start negotiating for peace. Am I communicating? Glory to God. We saw that faith has action steps. You see that in Romans 4:12. Faith has action steps of obedience to take. So there are action steps to match in order to see corresponding manifestation. These action steps are your deeds of obedience. The Bible talked about walking, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham. So we are to walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham. Am I communicating? As the children of Abraham, you take similar steps of faith he took. Then James 2:17-26, faith without works is dead. And you see Genesis 17:14-24. I'm just trying to do recap. Obedience must be prompt and complete. Your faith is proved by your obedience, okay? Faith is an excited, consistent doer of the word. Until you do the word, you are not in faith. Faith acts on the word. Okay? The word believe. The word believe is an action word. It talks about action. Okay? Action. You prove your belief by your action. You don't truly believe something until what you claim to believe is running your life and it is propelling you to act in a particular way. Am I communicating? You don't truly believe something until that thing is running your life. Your behavior is influenced by it. Your actions is influenced by it. Am I communicating? Then we say faith pays close attention to a good conscience. Good conscience there. 1 Timothy 1:19. It's holding faith and a good conscience. We say conscience there. The Greek word means co-perception. Co-perception. This talks about the inward leading of the spirit. We said faith is not against the will of God. Faith is always in sync with God's will. Am I communicating? So you have to pay close attention. Jesus' faith walk was a huge success because he said, I do nothing except what I see the Father do. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. So you see that Jesus had a seeing eye, a hearing ear. His spiritual sensory perception was so much active. He had what we call spiritual perception. He knew God's will. He knew what the Father wanted him to do. And then he aligns in faith. He's not in a conflict with it. No. He's in agreement with it. Am I communicating? Mm-hmm. You hold the mystery of faith with a pure conscience. 1 Timothy 3:9. Then we said, faith worketh by love. Galatians 5:6. We say love is the energy of faith. The faith vehicle, the engine. In a faith vehicle, the engine is love. Okay? Love. So when the engine knock, can you move the car? No. Love is the activator of faith. Love is the energy of faith. The God kind of faith is energized by the love of God. Okay? Love is the engine, the life wire of faith. Praise God. So we'll take off from there. And also, okay, we define economy. You can get the message to get the definition of economy. Praise God. Now we move. Let's define faith. What is faith? We're told four times in scriptures that the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4. We saw it in Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, then Hebrews 10:38. If faith is this important, what is faith? Right. Number one, faith is from the Greek word pistis. Pistis. The English word translated faith is from the Greek word pistis. Pistis means, number one, it means firm conviction. I'm defining faith now. This is the first definition I'm giving you. I say faith is from the Greek word pistis, right? And I just said pistis means firm conviction. Number two, full persuasion. Number three, confident assurance. So when you are in faith, you are not guessing, you are not experimenting, you are very sure, because faith is confident assurance based on God's word. Confident assurance is a certainty. Am I communicating? I told you faith is different from risk taking. No, faith is not risk. Faith is a word-based confidence, a God-based confidence. Faith is different from self-confidence. Listen, no. Faith is different from self-confidence. Faith is not self-confidence. Faith is God-based confidence. It's confidence in the word of God. Confident assurance in what God have told you. In God's word. Am I communicating? It's a word-based confidence that cannot fail. Glory to God. The woman with the issue of blood, if I may but touch the hem of the garment, I shall be made whole. She didn't say I may. Faith is not maybe. I shall. She was very sure. She had confident assurance. Am I communicating? Pistis, firm conviction. You are totally convinced. You have what we call rock solid conviction. You don't have this like shaky shaky daddy. Vacillating conviction. You know, there are many Christians like that. How will you know Christians with vacillating conviction? Just watch their confession. Their confession keeps changing. When everything is fine, when the storms of life come, that is where you will know those that are truly in faith. when challenges hit them, watch what they say. You can easily know. You will hear it in their words. The way they talk, they start talking according to the people of the world. Eh? They will talk based on what is happening, based on circumstances, not based on God's word, not based on what is written. They are like carnal men. Why? Because the word of God has not become their conviction. The word of God has not become their reality. The things they are seeing with their physical eyes that is happening around is more real to them than the word of God. So they are speaking based on their word, the facts. They speak based on the facts. Yeah. Faith is firm conviction in God's word. What have God said in his word? That should be the basis for your conviction, irrespective of what is happening in the physical. Look at Abraham. The Bible says, who against hope believed in hope. You see two types of hopes there. Who against natural hope of delivery, he believed in another kind of hope. We call it supernatural hope that the word of God gave him, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So the spoken word of God, the rhema that came to him from God, gave him a supernatural hope. Am I communicating? And that became the basis for his faith. It formed a conviction in his heart that was more real to him than the barrenness he seen. And his body that was dead, he was impotent. Now, these are medical facts. It is a medical fact that Sarah has passed menopause. She was 90. It was a medical fact that she cannot mother a baby, naturally speaking, scientifically speaking, as at then. It's not even now that they have IVF. Am I communicating? So it was an impossible case. Natural hope gives them impossibility in their situation. But the word of God gave them supernatural hope. He believed in hope. And you know, hope is a blueprint of faith. Hope is a goal setter. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. So faith gives substance to whatever hope dreams of. The realities of hope that in the future, faith gives substance to them in the now. So faith will cash the expectations of hope and bring them to the now. Am I communicating? Without hope, there is nothing for faith to give substance to. So hope is a goal setter, while faith is a goal getter in the now. Am I communicating? Is firm conviction, irrespective of contrary evidence in the physical, irrespective of contrary and contradictory facts. Because sometimes most times a fact will contradict what the word says. So faith, when you are in faith, you are fully persuaded about what God said. That's why we say always camp with the word. Stay with God's word until it forms your conviction, until you are completely convinced beyond every iota of doubt, until you are fully persuaded about that truth. Because listen, the facts of life and the contradictory happenings, they will come staring you in the face. They only come to check your conviction, whether you truly believe what God has said. If your faith lacks conviction, I'm telling you, you will crash. You will bow to the facts. Am I communicating? So faith, you can't fake faith. If it's there, it's there. If it's not there, it's not there. Am I communicating? When you are in faith, you are fully persuaded about what God has told you, about the rhema you have received. Even though you've not seen any physical manifestation, but it's more real to you than everything you are seeing in the physical. Things may appear to be going from bad to worse, but I'm telling you, it doesn't scratch your feet. Doesn't change anything. You hold on to that word. Am I communicating? You keep insisting on it until you see it manifest in the physical. That is faith. Glory to God. Firm conviction. Full persuasion. Until you are fully persuaded, until you have rock solid conviction based on God's word, until you have what we call concrete conviction. You know what we call concrete? You know concrete? The one we don't set. Cement mixed with whatever. How do they do it? Eh? And meet with sand, and then the thing don't set. When the thing set, is it solid or liquid? That's the kind of conviction we are talking. So that nothing shakes you. Unshakable conviction. Unshakable confidence in God and His word. Irrespective of what is happening in the world, irrespective of your account balance, even if your account balance is 250 kobo, but by the time faith for abundance, you meditate on scripture and faith for abundance come alive, you are fully persuaded. You start seeing yourself as a millionaire, even when you don't have garri to eat. It doesn't change anything. Am I communicating? Bishop Oyedepo said how he gave knockout blow to poverty once and forever was when he went on a 3-day fast, carried Gloria Copeland book, Kenneth Copeland book, Kenneth Copeland's book, Laws of Prosperity, Gloria Copeland book, God's Will for You is Prosperity, with his Bible. Went to an hotel, he was studying. He said, Lord, show me the secret behind kingdom prosperity. He was tired of poverty. He said, show me the secret. And he said he has read that book before. That's not the first time. You know, there are some book you read before. You need to read it again and again and again until light come. Don't say, I heard the message once and then you are tired. See, if you have not gotten the result you desire, stay with that message. If you like, listen to it 100 times, no problem. Keep listening until you get light. Until you receive revelation, and then boom, you get results. There are messages I've listened to more than 100 times, and I'm not tired. Those of you listen to a message one, you are tired. Glory service. Yeah, I was there when Papa preached it, so no need to listen to it. You are not serious. If you have not seen that kind of result that the message talks about, if it has not yet manifested in your life, stay with that message. Stay with it until light comes. Bishop Oyedepo have read that Gloria Copeland's book before. Not once, not twice. I think like 3 or 4 times he had read it before. He didn't see the light. But this time around, he came with hunger. He added fasting to show the level of seriousness and desperation. Lord, show me the secret. And then he started reading. He started with the Laws of Prosperity. He was not really getting anything. He picked God's Will by Gloria Copeland. And then Deuteronomy 8:18. He was reading the book. Bah! Light came. Light came. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. And God showed him this kingdom wealth is a covenant, you know. It's not just prayer and fast, because as at then, the only way people know is prayer and fasting. They don't understand the giving covenant. They don't understand the tithing covenant. All they do is to pray, God, give me money. God showed you, he said, look, this thing has to do with covenant too. You play your part, God plays his part. God is forever faithful. He said, when the light hit him, you know, there's this joy of discovery. What's the name of this scientist that shouted Eureka when he made a discovery? Fire Gabataya. You know, when light explodes in your spirit, there is this joy and excitement. It's as if the Holy Ghost just scored goal. You know, those of you that watch football, when your team score, how do you shout? You know, that kind of joy. That's what we are saying. When Rema come, when light come, the Holy Ghost just scored goal. There is excitement. You know, solution has come. Immediately you enter Halagabataya. You take your flight based on that light to another dimension. There is a supernatural shift empowered by that light. He said, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory is risen upon you. Bishop Oyedepo said, I screamed like a baby, I turned like a raccoon, I shouted, yay, I can never be poor. And he said he was wearing pajamas. He said, that day, by that light, I entered into wealth, even though physically my condition was still the same. Something has exploded in his spirit. Light has come. It was just a matter of time. You can now see the manifestation of what he received. He said something. He said, it's not when the monies came that he became rich. He said he became rich that very day in that hotel room when that light came on Kingdom Prosperity. He said that was the day he became rich. Then the manifestation followed. That's how it is in life. Am I communicating? When last did you pray and fast for light? The light of revelation concerning your particular area of struggle, your area of need, whether it is finance, whether it is health, whether it is academic or business, your particular area of struggle, the area you have need. It could be your family, it could be your marriage, etc. You hunt for light. See, our real labor in the school of faith, our first labor is for Rema. Because you know, we say it's Rema that gives faith now, Abby. Faith cometh by Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. The whole of the faith equation starts with the reception of Rema. That's the beginning. No Rema, no faith. So your real labor is to receive Rema. This is why you spend time meditating, you spend time praying in tongues. Faith cometh by hearing. Without prayer, you will not hear anything. Prayer will activate your spiritual ears to hear, your spiritual organs of perception to come alive. It's not that prayer gives faith direct, no. Prayer only helps you to hear. It activates your spiritual organs of perception, your spiritual hearing, your ears, your eyes, so that you can see, you can hear what God is saying, what God is showing you, so that faith can come alive. But the source of faith is the word of God. Am I communicating? Latiko barakataya. There are places you should be. That's why it's better to come here, for instance, in meetings like this. Because sometimes under this anointed teaching, Rema can come to you. Yes. If you have stayed in your house, maybe watching movie or attended your village people meeting, you will not receive that Rema. Are you getting me? The anointed atmosphere you should be in. Some believers, they neglect corporate fellowship. They neglect corporate gathering of believers. They neglect corporate prayer meeting, corporate Bible study, corporate meetings of the saints. It's wrong. So don't even go to church. They say, hey, we'll follow online. I've said it before. Online church, online is not a substitute for attending the actual meeting. Is rather a supplement. for those that genuinely, honestly cannot come physically. It's only a supplement to help them. But if you can be there, go there. Don't stay at home and say I'm online. So you say you are streaming online. You will watch for 5 minutes. And then enter kitchen. Before you come back there, after 20 minutes, be there deceiving yourself. You enter toilet, come out again. You are doing, somebody will come and interrupt you, maybe a friend come around, and then you are now gisting and say you are following online. You are more distracted than distraction itself. Praise God. Glory to God. Give me Hebrews 11 verse 1. Hebrews 11 1. Are we there? Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is substantial, faith is evidential. And what is the evidence of faith? The rhema of God, the word of God. Okay? Not physical manifestation. See, the evidence of faith is what God has said. The rhema of God. That is the evidence of faith. The evidence faith works with is not what is happening. It's not physical manifestation. It is the rhema of God. Faith is based on it. That word substance there, hypostasis, it means under support. It's like a support structure. Am I communicating? Foundation. That word substance, it means under support, like a substructure. Foundation. So the word of God is a foundation. Faith has a foundation. Faith is not based on nothing. It's based on the word. The word is a foundation. Am I communicating? It's the under support. And listen, the word of God cannot fail. For the word of God to fail is for God to die. And God cannot die. Nobody can kill him. For the word of God to fail is for God to be dethroned. And God cannot be dethroned. In the first place, who enthroned him? He was not elected or selected. So, you can't impeach him. He didn't need your vote to become God. Praise God. Okay, give me this in Hebrews. Amplified. I like the way Amplified put it. He said, now, faith is the assurance. We say one of the meaning of pistis is what? Confident assurance. Faith is the assurance, the confirmation. Faith is the confirmation. You know, to many people, what they say is confirmation is when there is physical manifestation. You are still a baby Christian. The confirmation has nothing to do with physical happening. The confirmation is the word of God. I'm telling you the truth. There's this statement that I got thinking of it. I realize we need to correct the thing. It's not really correct. For instance, now you see many, especially a lot of healing ministers, the whole meeting, and then minister healing to somebody, the person got healed. Let's say the person had cancer or HIV or hepatitis or whatever medical condition, hypertension, diabetes, and then after the person got healed, they'll say go for medical confirmation. And they'll now go, the doctor will check, run the sugar is now normal. You'll now see, come with results to testify. Say this is the confirmation. But really, it's not correct. Do you know? Did you hear what I just said? If you understand faith, you will know that, look,
The doctor's report is not the confirmation that you were healed. The doctor only attested to what God just did, but that's not the confirmation. Faith is the confirmation. The word of God is the evidence faith relies on. In case there is anyone that contradicts, I will go with what God has said. You see, this is where many Christians lose their healing. They were healed though, but they went back, they did tests, and then they say, nothing, you know, the thing still there. So all their faith evaporated the moment, because they have more faith in the words of the doctor than they have in the word of God. If na me be them, honestly, if the doctor's report does not align with what I am, with God's word, I'll go with God's word. Simple. Doctor, thank you. You are doing your job. Me too. I'll go and do my job. Now, so I'm telling you, I will take side with God's word. In the Bible days, it's not physicians that confirm the healing of lepers. Have you not read your Bible? It's priests. When Jesus healed that leper, he said, go and show yourself to physician. To who? The priest. And Luke was a physician that gave us that account. My namesake. You now see why me too I became a doctor. This was how I became doctor. I was in primary 4. I asked my elder brother, the one that came, you remember him, Brother Elisha, that visited us with his wife. I asked him, I said, what's the meaning of my name? He said, Luca. See, Luca is Hausa form of Luke. He said, Luke is in the Bible. In fact, it's one of the names of New Testament book. I then asked him, I said, what does he mean? Who is Luke in the Bible? He said, he's a physician, a doctor, medical doctor. I said, see, me too, I will be doctor. That was it, primary 4. I remember, primary 4. So, Luke is a medical doctor, yet he's telling us that Jesus sent that leper that was healed by faith. He said, go and show yourself, not to a physician, he said, to a priest. It's the priest that will check the healing. He said, not the physician. You see, now listen, there is a place for doctors to check people that are healed. It's to help the people of the world believe. It's not really to help us, we believers. Except you are an unbelieving believer. I'm telling you, it's not to convince us believers. It's to convince the unsaved world. Am I communicating? Because faith is the confirmation, the title deed, the proof of ownership. A lot of believers lose their healing because they don't understand faith. I'm telling you the truth. You will see great men of God, healing evangelists, healing ministers, they will hold healing crusade with so many healings. The devil will be waiting for the people outside after the crusade. And then when they leave crusade, come back home, he will attack them. Now, many people have lost their miracle, their healing, due to secondary attack by the enemy. Why? Because they don't know how to fight the good fight of faith. They have not built their faith enough, and then they don't know how to release their faith to retain that healing. You see, it takes faith to receive your miracle. It takes faith to be healed. It takes faith to receive your deliverance. It also takes faith to retain your miracle. Because Satan will come and attack you. And many that don't know how to use their faith to rebuke the devil, we end up conceding. Kenneth Hagin said, when God healed him, when he was dying, and he saw Mark 11:23, and he acted on that word. That word gave him faith. He meditated on it, he acted on it, and he received his healing from an incurable blood disease. It looks like a cyanotic heart disease because it usually turned blue. You see, it usually turned blue. He was bedridden. You understand? Incurable heart disease, blood condition, and he was bedridden. He said he just meditated on Mark 11:23, acted on it in faith, and he received his healing. Got up, totally healed. Then he then said something. He said, after he got healed, the healing was genuine. Do you know Satan attacked him? Not once, so several times. He said Satan will try to bring back those symptoms. Satan will try to bring back those symptoms. But because he had built his faith, and because he knew how he received his healing, it was by faith. And he knows that to retain this healing, it has to be by faith too. He will fight the devil off and rebuke him. Sometimes he will clinch his feet as if he wants to fight somebody physically when those symptoms want to reoccur. Am I communicating? It's not that he will clinch his feet like this. He says, Satan, I've been healed from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I'm the healed of the Lord, and in the name of Jesus, you cannot steal my healing. Get out! It's like na fight, oh boy. Now fight. I'm telling you, he had to fight the good fight of faith to retain his healing. The devil will run away, leave him for a while, and come later again. He will do the same thing. Fight him off, rebuke him. Bible says, resist the devil, he shall flee. Resist him steadfast in the faith, not in fear. Imagine a believer that doesn't know how to do that. Is that not how many have lost their healing? Then the people of the world will now say the miracle was fake. It was stage managed. They will now say the person was not healed in the first place. It's a lie. The person was healed. He lost the healing because Satan, there was a secondary counterattack. The devil came to steal the healing, and the person did not know how to fight the good fight of faith. He doesn't know how to use his faith to retain his healing or her healing. That is usually the problem with some believers. Am I communicating? It takes faith to receive your miracle. It takes faith to retain the miracle. Sometimes people come to testify, hey, God, I've done it. Oh, I've been looking for a job. After 25 years of graduation, God has finally given me an employment letter. Then on Monday, they go to start work, and then they meet one. Who told you that you got job in this company? Sir, here is the employment letter. No, I'm not aware of such. This is the manager talking. I'm not aware of such. I'm not even. Oh. You don't testify for sure, show. See, at that point, many believers will just give up. See, you don't understand this faith life. See, that is when you clinch your faith. It's not the manager you should fight to. You should know that it's Satan that wants to steal your miracle. So you should fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Paul told Timothy, he said, fight the good fight of faith to maintain what you have obtained. Fight. Am I communicating? How many of you remember yesterday, those that came for Festival of Fire, the God of War? You must be trained in the art of warfare. You learn to fight foul devil that wants to come and steal your miracle. You fight him off. Use the word of God against him. Resist him steadfast in the faith. Am I communicating? Or else, now story is to real. And later, pastor will now call you. Hey, how have you resumed work? Say, pastor. Pastor. I don't know what I do, God. Oh. See, it has nothing to do with God. God gave you your miracle. Satan attacked and stole it. And you allowed him to steal it free of charge. You didn't fight. You didn't do anything. Am I communicating? Praise God. That will not be your portion. What is faith? Right. Faith is confident rest in the faithfulness of God. Confident rest in the faithfulness of God. Confident rest. Hebrews 4 verse 3. He said, we which believe have entered into our rest. Confident rest in the faithfulness of God. God that cannot fail, cannot lie. Titus 1 verse 2, Hebrews 6, 13 to 18. Write down those scriptures. Keto balakataya. For we which do believe, do enter into rest. As he has said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Faith is confident rest in the faithfulness of God. Next definition, what is faith? Faith is taking God at his word and behaving or acting that same way. Taking God at his word and behaving or acting that same way. Put dash. That means doing God's word. Faith is doing God's word. Doing what God said to you to prove that you believe him. In order to commit his integrity to bring it to pass in your life. Luke 5 verse 4. Luke 5 verse 4. So faith is doing God's word that you have received to prove that you believe him in order to commit him to bring it to pass in manifestation. Luke 5 verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, Jesus, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, let down your nets for a draught. Okay? And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and we have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. That word there is rhema. The Greek word there is rhema. At thy rhema. There was a specific word Jesus spoke to him. He said, at thy rhema. At the instance of this rhema word, I will let down the net. Faith is taking God at his word and then behaving and acting that way. Doing what he has said to believe, to prove that you believe him, in order to commit him to bring to manifestation that word. Okay? Now look at the result of this obedience. Next verse. And when they had this done, somebody say obedience of faith. Somebody say corresponding action. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Can you shout amen? You see how they acted in faith and then they got a miraculous catch of fish. The proof of your believing is in your action. Okay? James 2, 14 to 26. James 2, 14 to 26. What is faith? Faith is being fully persuaded. Being fully persuaded and completely convinced.
Faith is being fully persuaded and completely convinced with confident assurance. Being fully persuaded, completely convinced with confident assurance based on the word of God, put in bracket the rhema that you have received. Based on the word of God in bracket the rhema you have received, and proved by your confessions in bracket words, speaking words, proved by your confession or your words and deeds of obedience. Deeds, D-E-E-D-S. Proved by your what? Confession or words and deeds of obedience. Then put in bracket corresponding actions of faith. Corresponding actions of faith. That's the words or confession and the deeds of obedience. Both of them are called corresponding actions of faith. You know, James 2 said from verse 14 down to 26, is just proving a point that there must be corresponding actions, what James called works of faith, to prove that you are in faith. He said, faith without work is dead. Faith without corresponding action is dead, is impotent, is inactive, inoperative. Am I communicating? Number what now? I'm giving you enough definition of faith so that you will understand. This is school of faith, oh. Hope you know. You have been tutored, you have been taught, trained in the way of faith. By the time we are done with this series, some of you will become professor of faith. Number what now? Five. Faith. What is faith? Faith is a positive response of the human spirit to the word of God you have received. Hebrews 4 verse 2. Faith is a positive response of the human spirit to the word of God you have received. Hebrews 4 verse 2. Is it, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. He's talking of the children of Israel. God sent Moses to go and preach to them, declare good news that is bringing them out of the land of slavery, Egypt, and captivity. They've been there for 430 years. He's taking them to the promised land, the land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey. Is that not good news? To poor slaves that were being oppressed is good news. But look at it. The Bible said the word Moses preached to them did not profit them. Not because the word does not contain profit. So it shows you that faith is a key to the profitability of God's word in your life. He said the word did not profit them. Not, why? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. They didn't mix the word with faith. They didn't. Their spirit did not respond positively to that word. Did you see that? So you can see from here that faith can also be defined as a positive response of your spirit to the word of God that you have received. As I'm preaching to you, as the word of God is coming to you, God, listen, God have designed it such that if you want the word that you are receiving, that is coming to you to profit you, you must mix it with faith. Your spirit must respond positively. Learn to respond positively to the word. That is faith. Am I communicating? As the word strike your heart, as rhema come to you, it demands a positive response. There should be a response. Don't be docile. Don't be like Akamu. Have you seen football fans watching football and their team is playing well? Maybe Neymar or Messi just dribble somebody. You just see all the fans. They are responding.
And then by the time their team score, you see they respond. But you see believers, they will come to church. Consider. The word of God is coming. Rhema is hitting them. That's the only response they know. But the same people, just go and watch them in football viewing center. Are you not an hypocrite? Go and watch them. They are watching movie, Telemundo, Z-World, the ladies especially. Watch how they respond. Are you not an hypocrite? But you cannot respond to God's word that way. Look at you. You are not wondering why the word is not producing for you. You are not mixing it with faith. And your tongue is a mixer. Sometimes, listen, sometimes you learn to blast in tongues. Sometimes you see as the word, there are messages I listen to in tongues. I mix them shakapalata. I'm opening my spirit, mixing the things so that it go enter where. Because it takes a focused, concentrated, repetitive approach to violently and forcefully insert the word of God into your heart. Because there are so many resistance and barriers. That's why sometimes you need to mix it with tongues. It's not entering where. You violently cast it. Insert it. Shagada gabrakata. You listen to the message before. You didn't get anything. This time around, change your approach. Am I communicating? It has to enter. It must enter. If they send you money and you never get alert, do you rest? You'll be calling the person. I never see the alert though. So until the word enter, don't rest. It must enter. Am I coming? Because it will not produce until it enters. The entrance of thy word. Because there are many believers, the word just bounce like baseball, like this lawn tennis ball. It just bounce, it don't enter. They enter, they hear through this ear, it bounce, it come out here. So the word is not producing. Satan stole it from their heart. They didn't understand nothing. That will not be your portion. Use your mixer. Am I communicating? Give me 2 Chronicles 32 verse 8. Faith is resting upon the word you have received and believed. Resting on the word. With him is the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people, listen, look at the B part. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. He just spoke to them the word of God. The king just spoke to them the word of faith. And the Bible said the people rested. Faith is using the word like a pillow. You know the way you rest on, you put your head on a pillow. Is resting upon the rhema of God. You are not agitated. You are unperturbed. You are unbothered. You are careless. When I say careless, you understand? You are carefree. Let me use the word carefree. You know, sometimes when you are in faith, some people may even accuse you that you don't care. Because to them, is when you are showing signs that you are worried, that is when you care. But you will soon understand that as long as you are still anxious, you are still tensed, you are still fidgeting, afraid, faith has not matured in you. That's the truth. You are not yet in faith. But when you are in faith, even if your roof is on fire, because you know how it will end, that it must end well. Faith focuses on the outcome, not necessarily the process. Faith knows how it must end. It must end in praise. The Bible, look at the story of Abraham. How did he end? He considered not his own body when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong faith gives God glory. Being fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is also able to perform. When you are in faith, nothing like anxiety. No place for fear. You are bold, you are confident, even if there is no physical manifestation yet. Am I communicating? People become more afraid for you. I'm telling you, especially people that love you, they will become more afraid for you when you are taking some steps of faith. Hey, make you no follow, make you no go die, oh, make you no go back. They will be fearing on your behalf. They are afraid of all the opposite negative thing that can happen on your behalf. But you've already cooked yourself. It doesn't even cross your mind that it will fail. Am I communicating? Because you know faith is based on the word of God that is failure proof. The word of God cannot fail. I told you faith is not just a leap in the dark. No, it's a leap on the rhema of God you have received. And you know it cannot fail. It's on the basis of that rhema, that word, that you take action. That you speak. So when you talk, people don't understand you. Because they cannot see what you are seeing. They don't know what you know. They don't understand what you have understood. Don't worry. It was not them that rhema came to, is you. So they won't understand. They will understand when the result manifests. Am I communicating? But don't think they will understand until result shows up. It's only you that will understand at that point. What are the fruits of mature faith? How do you know somebody that is in faith? I've started talking about it. The first fruit of mature faith, the capital number one proof that somebody is in faith, is confident rest in God. Confident rest. You will see confidence, unshakable confidence, and then the person is at rest. No anxiety, no worry, no apprehension, no tension, no fear. Even in the midst of crisis, did you notice Jesus was with them inside the boat? There was a storm of hurricane proportion. The water was entering the ship, the thing was sinking. The disciples, after they tried all they could to no avail, after all their fruitless attempts, Jesus was asleep on a pillow. They went and woke him up. He said, "Master, don't you care we perish? Carest not thou that we perish?" Did you notice that all of them had fear? They were full of fear, minus Jesus. Jesus just woke up from sleep. Who should be most afraid? Self. Normally. And then they now tell you that bad news. We are dying, oh, the ship is sinking. A normal human being, that he's supposed to be the one that should be most afraid. But look at him. For where? Jesus was unperturbed. He was in charge. He arose and rebuked the wind and the waves. He knew that it was a trial of his faith. He released his faith with his words. He spoke faith-filled words. Peace be still. When storms of life come, don't be silent. Release your faith. I say release your faith. Like missile. Shatakabaya. Calm the storms of life with your faith-filled words. Prophesy. Declare words of faith. That was what Jesus did. Peace be still. All the demons tearing the storms, they heard him and they obeyed. And then look, Jesus looked at them. Why are you so fearful? Why is it that you have no faith? Rakapataya. Confident rest. He said, give me that Hebrews 4 verse 3 again. We which believe have entered into our rest. So, You are at rest. You are calm, even in the midst of crisis. Even in the midst of storms, not before, not after, you are calm because you know you are in charge, because you know how to handle them, and you know your faith is working even when there is no manifestation yet. Number two, fruit of mature faith. How you will know you are in faith is the peace of God. Romans 15:13. Somebody say the peace of God. The peace of God. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Somebody say joy and peace in believing. That believing there is talking of the believing of faith. Am I communicating? Can you see that the believing of faith is characterized by joy and peace? You see that? So when you are in faith, you will be at peace. The peace of God will garrison your heart. You will not lose your peace. As long as your peace is lost, you are not yet in faith. As long as your peace is not intact, faith has not matured in you. When faith comes alive, even if the world is convulsing, you are at peace. You are calm, confident, rest, and then you are at peace. Am I communicating? Because you know you are in charge. And you know it must end well, to end in praise. Praise God. Jesus was at peace, right? During the crisis, during the storm, his disciples were not at peace. Then the third key is joyful praise. You can see joy there, right? Joyful praise. Joyful praise. It says, the God of hope fill you with all joy and then peace. So when you are in faith, you enjoy peace. You are in faith. Faith is fully mature in you. It will produce the fruit of joy. Am I communicating? How can somebody be joyful in the midst of trouble? Does it make sense? It's only somebody that is in faith that can exhibit that kind of characteristics. Joyful praise. Faith can sing through the storm. Yes, faith can sing songs of joy and victory even through the storms of life. The moment the problems of life take away your songs, take away songs from your mouth, there's problem. It says, by the river of Babylon, where we sat down, and then we remembered Zion. And then somebody says, sing unto us one of the songs of Zion. Then he said, how can we sing the Lord's song in a stranger? They were in captivity. But look at their error. No matter the situation, even when the situation is upside down, you don't lose your songs. No food in the house, you are praising God and rejoicing. You are drinking water for dinner, you are singing. It doesn't take away your songs. Account balance, you are even owing GT Bank. It doesn't take away your songs. Faith can sing through days of sorrow. Joyful praise. Then look at Romans 4:20. You know, a day to my wedding, we've not paid for reception venue. And yet I slept like a baby. Somebody say faith. Can you imagine? A day to my wedding, we've not paid for reception venue. The money was not there. But I had enough faith. I knew the money we must pay. I've already seen the wedding. I've already danced the wedding dance, everything. So it cannot but come. I'm telling you, for real, people were worried for me. For me, I was not worried. I said, we'll pay tomorrow. They said, tomorrow is the wedding. All the planners, all the committees, all my siblings, brothers, relatives, they will not allow us to use the place. So I slept. Am I communicating? No, if it were some people, they won't be able to sleep. Some people have high blood pressure. You know, there are people that problem has made them have high blood pressure because they are worrying, their BP went up. Now, question, will your worry solve the problem? The solution is faith. Use your faith, not worry. I slept, and when I woke up, I saw a lot. I said, yeah, you go and pay. Go punish them. See, faith works, so. You know. My wife was surprised when we were preparing for wedding. She asked me, how much do I have on ground? I said, I have faith on ground. I didn't have savings, so. Now listen, I'm not saying don't have savings. Please save, do all of that. But listen, me, I didn't have savings. In fact, the little money I had, I was sowing seeds, scattering seeds. Sow here, sow there, sow there. I didn't have savings. But I have saved enough faith because faith is currency. I knew faith will bring out the money. So I took time to build my faith for a glorious wedding. I'm telling you. We transact in the kingdom with our faith. Faith is legal tender. It's legal tender. Ketola barakataya. Romans 4:20. Look at this. It says, Abraham is staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. In other words, unbelief makes you to stagger. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong faith, one of the characteristics of strong faith is that it gives God glory. You know, Jesus talked about great faith and little faith. Apostle Paul talked about weak faith and strong faith. And one of the characteristics of strong faith is that it gives God glory. Joyful praise is a proof of faith. When you are in faith, your heart and your mouth is always full of joyful praise. Or when you meet people that are not in faith in the crisis, you will know. There will be no joyful praise. Now, how did he give glory to God? Give me Psalm 50:23. Look at how he gave glory to God. Psalm 50:23. He said, whoso offered praise glorified me, and to him that ordered his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Whosoever what? Offered praise glorified me. He said Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So how did he give glory to God from this verse? How did he give glory to God? Answer the question. By offering praise, joyful praise. Faith is a praiser of God. Faith is a joyful praiser of God. Am I communicating? And you see, faith can be seen in people's face. I can tell when people are in faith and when they are not. if I don't see these fruits of mature faith, I don't see confident rest, I don't see peace, I don't see joy, joyful praise, I know that this person is not in faith. So what do you do? You go and camp with God's word. Am I communicating? You build the faith. Let it mature. Let jungle mature. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you learned something today? Glory to God. We'll continue from here next week. I'm not rushing anything. I want you to really understand faith. Do you understand? I want you to understand this faith thing. Because many Christians don't understand faith. Some pastors are visiting Ezemo, native doctor for power, because they don't understand faith. That's the truth. They don't understand faith. That miracles happen by faith. Give me Galatians 3 verse 5. He said, he that supplies the spirit, ministereth to you the spirit, and worketh miracles among you. Is he doing it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Answer the question now. It's by the hearing of faith. Miracles happen by faith. So they said, there's no miracle in my ministry. So they are looking, how do I get miracle to get members? So they will start visiting the devil for power. Is that not a slap? They don't understand faith. You get married by faith. You don't need kaya mata. Many ladies are visiting native doctor house to collect charm to get husband. Good luck charm, good luck powder. If I put on lipstick, eyebrow, if he see me, I see him, he go fall in love at once. Because they don't understand faith. Didn't you hear the testimony of our sister? What's her name now? Ayuka. Look at her. You hear the testimony of the favor she enjoyed. You remember that teaching on favor? And one of the key to favor, we say, is faith, right? Went to the bank. Look at the way favor was just speaking. They called her, somebody she doesn't know from Adam. He said, enter. They started giving her preferential treatment. We say one of the definitions of favor is what? Preferential treatment. People start giving you, you now start feeling yourself like King Kong. No, you are not King Kong. Praise God. Miracles happen by faith. Look at it. He that ministereth to you the spirit and worketh miracles among you. Is he doing it by the works of the law? Moses' Mosaic law. Or is it by the hearing of faith? It's by the hearing of faith. It's not magic. Give me this in a New Living Translation. NLT. NLT. I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course not. It is because you believe the message you heard about Christ. Isaiah 53 verse 1, who has believed our report? There is a bloody report. There is a report that is dipped in the blood of Jesus. The report of what Jesus has done for us through his finished work. Rise to your feet. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The same person. Because faith will move the hand of God in your favor. It is by faith that you appropriate the power of God. Faith will bring the power of God to bear in your life and in your situation. Turning things around. The power to calm storms, to weather the storms of life, overcome challenges, mountain moving faith. Faith will connect you with the power of God to move and clear off every mountain on your path. It will divide every Red Sea before you. Am I communicating? K The real issue is not the problem or challenge before you. The real issue is, do you know how to put your faith to work? Am I communicating? Use your faith. Connect with the power of God, with the anointing. Kalikobaya. It is by faith that you plunge into the pool of God's power. It is by faith that you dive into the pool of God's power. It is by faith that you plug into God's power. You connect and you collect. You appropriate the power for use by faith. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The same person that believed the report of the gospel. The same person that believed the report of the gospel of the gospel of Christ, the finished works of Christ, what Jesus has accomplished for you, the healing he has provided for you, the divine health, the security, the prosperity, the success, the greatness, the advancement. The same person that believed that report will see the power of God advertised in your life. It is by faith, through the action of faith, you switch on the power of God into operation. You switch on the anointing into manifestation. Am I communicating? It is by faith. You initiate your miracle by your faith. You initiate. See, you can choose. Listen. There are two ways healing can be administered. Number one is through the gift of the Spirit in manifestation. In that one, you are not the initiator. The Holy Spirit is the initiator, and he does it according to his will, based on God's mercy. The second way is by your own faith, you receive your healing. The advantage of the second part is that you don't have to wait for manifestation of any spiritual gift of healing. You initiate your miracle by your faith. With your faith, you plunge into that healing anointing, you collect your healing. You don't even need God's permission. The woman with the issue of blood, did he need Jesus' permission to collect? She came with her faith. Collected. She connected and collected. You can initiate your breakthrough, miracle, any day, anytime by your faith. Listen, a lot of demonic delays is because of faith problem. It's not because of process. People say they are waiting for God. 10 years, you are still waiting upon the Lord. 20 years, you are still waiting upon the Lord. Say you are following process. 30 years, demons are sitting on your destiny because you don't understand the partnership of faith. Am I communicating? Some delays is because of faith failure. When Abraham's faith came alive, he received his Isaac. Maliko Bakataya. I want you to lift up your voice. Father, by the spirit of faith, by the word of faith, and by the spirit of faith, I connect to your miracle working power, and I am operating for use in every area of my life. Can you lift up your voice? Whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Then Mark 11:24, he said, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, talking of the prayer of petition, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. It is by faith we receive answers to prayer. This is our year of supernatural harvest. This is how your harvest will come. Harvest of answers to prayer. Harvest of answers. It will come by faith, by faith, by faith. Am I communicating? It says, whatsoever thing you desire, believe. It's talking of the believing of faith, that you have received them. You are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I take delivery
of harvest of answers to prayer, harvest of answers, supernatural harvest of all my desires. In the name of Jesus, I receive by my faith answers to my prayers, to my petitions. In the name of Jesus, stop your voice and fire prayer. All things are possible for him that believes. All things are possible. In the name of Jesus. Listen, it is through the partnership of faith that we access and receive our blood-bought inheritance in Christ. Our inheritance is talking of the riches of his grace, the unsearchable riches of Christ, what we call the commonwealth of Zion. You access, receive, and enjoy them by faith. Now listen, you are going to pray. Give me Luke chapter 1 verse 45. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. It says, blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Listen, it is by faith that prophecies are fulfilled. Faith is a prime activator of prophecies into manifestation. There can be no manifestation of prophecies without you partnering in faith. He said, blessed is she or he that believed. When you believe, the believing of faith, you partner with God, you receive performance. If you don't believe, there will be no performance. You are the believer, God is the performer. You are the believer, God is the performer. Stop bothering your mind about how God will do it. Do your job by believing him. Am I communicating? A lot of prophecies have gone forth this year concerning you, concerning this ministry, concerning God's plan and purpose for your life. But it will require the partnership of faith to birth them, to actualize them in this physical realm. You are going to lift up your voice. Say, Father. You are not saying it well. Father! In the name of Jesus, with the hand of faith that we take delivery of all the provisions of grace. Romans 5:2 says, by faith we have access into this grace. It is with the hand of faith that we collect our own portion. It is unto you according to your faith. We take delivery of the provisions of grace. God is not partial. It is unto you according to your faith. Your portion is unto you according to your faith. Your portion of the endless riches of Christ is unto you. What you get is based on your faith. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things, how many things, are possible to him that believeth. Give me this in New Living Translation, NLT. He said, what do you mean if I can? Jesus asked. Anything
Anything is possible if a person believes. Faith is your express ticket to a world of unlimited possibilities. Faith is your password to a world of unlimited possibilities. Give me a message translation. Message. Jesus said, if there are no ifs among believers. I said there are no ifs among believers. No ifs, no buts. Smith Wigglesworth hated to hear this word if and but, because he was a man of faith. He said no ifs, no buts. And look at what he said. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. The person looking for transport today can become a multi-millionaire this year before December ending. Anything can happen. The person that is single now, God can supernaturally connect him or her with the appointed person, and then they start meaningful relationship, they engage and marry this year or next year. Anything can happen. Anything can happen by Lakapula Kapakataya. Your CGP can somersault. Anything can happen. 2-1 can shift to first class. 2-2 can shift to 2-1. Third class can shift to second class. Anything is possible. Anything. He said all things are possible. That pain can leave your body. You can walk out of that sickness. Anything. Your genotype SS can change to AA. Anything. Hepatitis can disappear. HIV positive can turn to HIV negative. Afraid to walk. Look at Matthew 17:20. He said, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. The last part. Jesus said, if you use your faith and put it to work, it will remove mountain, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Possibilities of your life are at the instance of your faith. Nothing shall be impossible. Just lift up your voice and begin to prophesy. Begin to prophesy by your faith. Begin to prophesy. Anything is possible for me. All things are possible unto me. All things are possible unto me. As I put my faith to work, I receive my miracle. I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance. I receive my miracle money. My breakthrough. Anything is possible to be a believer. In the name of Jesus. Give me Hebrews 11:32. Look at this. Hebrews 11:32. It says, what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. Watch this. Verse 33. It says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, they conquered kingdoms, they took over kingdoms, they dominated kingdoms by faith. They wrought righteousness, they obtained promises. You obtain promises by faith. You obtain promises by faith. He said they stopped the mouth of lions. Next verse. Kalapura tatai. They quenched the violence of fire. It not be everybody fire fi kill. Not everybody is killable. When your faith come alive, the fear of death will die. Fear of failure dies. Shatilo Gabaya. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Kaliko Balataya. Faith is a strengthener. They wax valiant in fight. They don't run away from battles. They turn to flight the armies of the alien. 35. Women receive their dead children raised back to life by faith. So faith can reverse even death. Faith can reverse the irreversible, naturally speaking. Malekobaya. Say, Father, I receive grace and faith. Let my faith come alive for exploits, for exploits, for supernatural accomplishment, for supernatural results. Go ahead and blast in the Holy Ghost. Faith is the mother of exploits. Faith is the mother of miraculous manifestation. I reverse the irreversible by faith. And the
we believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong-King or to partner with us, please visit www.hmionline.com. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.